What does the State Department putting off the approval mean for the project?
Well, it means that nothing's going to happen for at least another year. The TransCanada had said they were ready to go with the spring construction season, but now there's not going to be a decision until the first quarter of 2013 at the earliest.
So is this delay in the approval seen as like a political move by President Obama to put it off until after the 2012 election?
A lot of people are saying that. They're pointing out that two Democratic constituencies found themselves on opposite sides of this issue. You had environmentalists who were concerned about tar sands or oil sands oil production in the first place for its contribution, they say, to global warming. And so they were opposed to the project. And then on the other hand, you had a lot of business and especially labor groups who were looking forward to it because of the jobs that it would create.
So why does this decision on this big international issue seem to hinge on a pretty small area in Nebraska?
Well, the opposition was the most intense here among people who were concerned about a potential for an oil spill from the pipeline in the sand hills leaking into the Ogallala Aquifer, which is a huge source of drinking and irrigation water. Some people with expertise in the aquifer said that was that concern was overblown, and that because of the nature of it, the aquifer consists of a rock and sand and silt, that oil wouldn't go very far in it, and if there were any spill, it could be slow moving and easily cleaned up. But other people were afraid that there other components in this oil that would be transported, like benzene, would leach out into the aquifer and could pollute a wide-ranging area and mess up the water for a lot of folks.
So you've been covering the special session that started on November 1st. What's it been like?
Well, it's been very emotional. People coming in and pleading with state lawmakers to do something to protect them from what they see as a threat to their land and water on the one hand, and then business groups and labor representatives saying, hey, we need this oil and it's coming from a friendly source and we ought to jump on the chance for the energy security and jobs that it represents.
And since this announcement this week, are they still planning on reconvening on Monday?
Well, they will, but it's not clear whether they'll just decide at that point to go home or whether they'll continue on with considering the bill that's before them now, which would in effect give the governor of Nebraska citing approval authority to decide whether a route is approved or disapproved. Obviously, the people that wanted the special session in the first place want the senators to continue. Those who didn't say the decision is out of our hands now. It's in the State Department's, and their lawmakers are just going to have to balance those two and decide what they want to do.
Fred Knapp is the legislative reporter for NET News, Harvest Public Media's tie to Nebraska. He's been covering the special session in Nebraska on the proposed Keystone XL pipeline. Thanks, Fred.
It's been my pleasure.